A disease killing piglets is pushing up pork prices. That story next on This Land of Ours. The ribs and pork steaks for summer barbecues are costing us a bit more than normal this year. In fact, pork prices are up 15% over last summer. And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the reason is a disease called porcine epidemic diarrhea, or PED, that has killed at least 7 million pigs on 5,000 farms since it was discovered last year.
We're looking at an increase of somewhere between 150 and 200 operations a week. So this is obviously an expanding issue and one that we, I think, have to come to grips with. We have to deal with it, and we need to deal with it aggressively. Producers can't afford, as they have in the past several months, to see millions of pigs die. It is estimated that we've lost roughly 10% of herds already. This not only impacts and affects producer income, it also obviously affects access to product, which in turn limits the amount of pork that's available for consumers. This results in rising consumer costs. Consumers have a choice with their protein selections, and if costs get too high, then choices are made to move away from pork. This is an animal health issue. It doesn't translate into something that is of concern to consumers, except for the price and the availability of product.
Vilsack recently announced several actions to help combat the disease, including funding for the development of vaccines. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.